We are in an unusual situation regarding interest rates right now, and one that affects consumers quite directly. Normally, when the Federal Reserve begins raising short-term rates and the economy is perking up, long-term interest rates rise too. But these long-term rates, the ones set in the bond market that determine mortgage rates, have been surprisingly low. That may be changing a bit. Even so, Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan recently called the market's behavior a, quote, conundrum. Here to at least attempt to explain this paradox is David Wessel, the Wall Street Journal's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief. So, David, what's going on here that even Alan Greenspan feels is a paradox?
When Alan Greenspan and his colleagues at the Fed raised the short-term rates that the Fed controls from about 1% to about 2.5%, they thought that long-term interest rates would go up at about the same time because that's what usually happens. It hasn't happened this time. Long-term interest rates were at 4% for quite a while. They've moved up to about 4.5%. They've been stubbornly defying the forecasts of economists that thought they'd be at 5% by now.
How is it that the bond market influences mortgage rates?
The bond market is the place where investors, global investors, buy and sell IOUs. IOUs from companies, IOUs from the U.S. government, IOUs from big mortgage lenders like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. And these days, mortgages are traded just the same way that copper futures and pork belly futures are traded. And what happens in the market has a very quick and direct effect on how much lenders are willing to spend on mortgages. And so when the bond market pushes treasury rates up, mortgage rates go with them almost immediately.
So why isn't the bond market working that way, the way Greenspan and others expect?
Well, when we at the Wall Street Journal asked 53 economists just that question the other day, 31 of them said that it's simply inflation. And they're so convinced that the Fed won't let inflation get out of control that they're willing to make these long-term bets on interest rates. Another 8 of the economists we surveyed said it's because foreigners, particularly the governments of Japan and China, are buying so much of the U.S. Treasury bond that that's helping to keep rates down. But there's also a darker explanation, and this is the one that's a little troubling. Does the bond market know something that Mr. Greenspan doesn't about the economy? Usually when the long-term bond is at an unusually low interest rate, that suggests that the bond market expects the economy to weaken. Now, there's no clear evidence of that, but if long-term interest rates remain low, there will be more worry that maybe the economy is starting to fall apart.
Well, David, if you can, look ahead and help us out with where the bond market and mortgage rates with it may be going.
No, that's the ultimate question that you don't want to answer because people will find out in 3 weeks whether you were right or not. The dilemma is this. Is this a permanent condition? Have we reached a stage where world investors are so convinced that central banks and governments have things under control that interest rates are going to be low for a long period of time? Or is this just the calm before some bond market storm that sends mortgage rates way up and sends housing prices down? The truth is, I don't know the answer to that, but this will have to be resolved one way or the other. Either long-term interest rates are going to go up, as economists forecast, or the economy is going to go down to match the forecast that the bond market is implicitly making.
When mortgage rates rise, what impact would that have on the economy?
Well, that could have a pretty big impact on the economy. Housing has been one of the drivers of the U.S. economy for a couple of years now. Not only has it created a lot of jobs because there's a lot of home building and a lot of realtors making money when houses change hands, but it's allowed people to cash in their equity on their house with home equity lines or refinancing their mortgages and has given them a lot of money to spend on other things. If mortgage rates go up, the question is, will then housing prices go down or stop rising? And if that happens, will that depress consumers so much to slow down the economy? We don't know the answer, but history does tell us one thing. When mortgage rates go up, that definitely has a dampening effect on house prices, and that's not such a great thing if you own a house.
David Wessel is the Wall Street Journal's Deputy Washington Bureau Chief. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.